Hello, I'm Bruce Edwards, and welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. In this program, economist Uma Ramakrishnan on what lies behind Jamaica's recent currency depreciation and what the impact might be on prices.
Policymaking cannot be responding to everyday events, because if you respond and react to everyday events, you're going to generate volatility rather than prevent volatility.
Jamaica's economic reform plan, launched back in 2013, has shown good results for the most part. Employment is at historic highs, and external borrowing costs are lower than they've ever been. But economic growth is still slow, and the recent depreciation of the Jamaican dollar has turned attention to a shift in the central bank's foreign exchange policy. Uma Ramakrishnan heads the IMF team for Jamaica. She says the central bank's new commitment toward a flexible exchange rate regime will help stabilize prices and spark growth.
So what is an exchange rate regime?
An exchange rate policy or an exchange rate regime is the way in which authorities manage their currency in a foreign exchange market. The authorities can decide to have an exchange rate that is fixed on one extreme, or it can be a floating exchange rate on the other extreme. And there are whole variations in between, like a currency board or a managed float or a crawling peg, or, you know, there's a whole variety of other regimes that go in the middle. And each of them comes with their pros and cons. And in particular, with the if it were a fixed exchange rate regime, where the exchange rate is fixed against in its value against other currencies.
Like pegged to a dollar.
A dollar, correct. It could be sometimes fixed at an artificially low rate, which can trigger all kinds of problems, because what would happen if it is fixed at a low rate is that the country would have instability that could arise in their external, or what we call the trade balance, which can itself create macroeconomic instability. So, you know, that's just illustrate that every regime comes with its pluses and minuses, and a flexible exchange rate comes with its own pros and cons.
So Jamaica, traditionally, what has been Jamaica's policy, and why this recent shift to a flexible exchange rate policy?
Okay. So actually, Jamaica has always, for a very long time, had a flexible exchange rate policy, at least in a de jure sense. They have had a flexible exchange rate regime since the 1990s. So it is a longstanding policy. It is not anything new. It is not a recent shift. It has existed for a while. And Jamaica being an open economy, it's a case where a flexible exchange rate actually works well and it's relevant. Why is that? Because an open economy, by definition, is subject to a lot of external shocks. And the exchange rate is a variable that is there, is a price that absorbs a lot of the external shock. So for Jamaica, the flexible exchange rate regime is the right regime to follow. But in practice, Jamaica has had variations of it, including managing the flexibility so that they target an exchange rate level, or a crawling peg.
So it has been a flexible exchange rate for some time, but
managed.
But managed. So yes. not completely flexible.
Not completely flexible. So there, you know, the central bank or the government, they act if they see too much depreciation or, you know, or movement, then there is some sales or intervention, as it's called, that occurs. What has recently shifted, actually, within this regime that has been practiced is that the Bank of Jamaica has introduced what is called FX auctions, or in the terminology that they use, it is called BFIXIT, which stands for Bank of Jamaica Foreign Exchange Intervention Trading Tool. And that is used for Bank of Jamaica's official transactions with the market, the way it interfaces in its buying and selling with the market. And the reason why the shift happened from the previous regime to the BFIXIT auction system is that it is a more transparent, competitive, rules-based mechanism for price discovery for Bank of Jamaica's official transactions. And this auction mechanism is part of an ongoing shift to modernize the central bank towards eventually moving to an inflation targeting framework.
So there has been recently a significant depreciation of the Jamaican dollar.
Right.
Does this have to do with this recent shift?
The flexible exchange rate, by definition, you know, when we talk about flexibility, it's because it goes up and down. And so when a flexible exchange rate means that the market forces determine what is the exchange rate in any given day. So it's based on supply and demand. So, you know, whether the currency appreciates or depreciates depends on the extent of demand for the currency or amount of supply of the currency. So in our mind, the currency has been moving like it should, because in a flexible exchange rate, this is what one would expect. And in the current context, it has to be put in perspective, because what has happened is that the U.S. dollar has been strengthening globally. The U.S. interest rates have been on the increase, and therefore the U.S. dollar globally has been appreciating, and a lot of emerging market currencies and advanced economies' currencies have been weakening against the dollar. So the phenomenon that is going on in Jamaica has to be considered in that context. That's one thing. And then the second thing is also that the depreciation has also occurred in the context of portfolio conversion, where the Jamaicans are switching from J dollar to US dollar assets, around about the time after there was a very large 58 billion J dollar bond redemption, which means that the government paid back a huge bond that it owed the people that matured, and so the money was redeemed, and therefore a lot of J dollar liquidity injection occurred into the market. So, you know,
so this depreciated the Jamaican dollar, the value of the Jamaican dollar.
There was just more J dollar liquidity that was sloshing around. And, you know, so there was a lot more supply of J dollar, which, given the flexibility of the exchange rate, is reflected as depreciation. And once the depreciation kicked in, sometimes the sentiment shifts. And when people see the depreciation, they fear, and the expectations kick in that more depreciation is coming. And then it becomes what we call a self-fulfilling prophecy. So some of it is related to that also. So I think there is, you know, a good explanation for why this occurred. And some of it is sentiment also.
And so what is the role of the central bank in all this?
The central bank has a monetary policy objective, which is price stability. It is to achieve an inflation that is in the 4 to 6% range as set by the government of Jamaica. And that inflation target has been set in a way that is consistent with Jamaica's medium-term growth objectives. So the central bank's job is to deliver on the price inflation target that has been set as an objective. Over time, you know, central bank therefore adjusts its monetary policy levers, like the interest rate that they have, so that they are able to manage and deliver the inflation outcome that is set as an objective for them. And keeping the prices low for the Jamaican people is important. And I think making it predictable and setting expectations so that people are able to foresee what the inflation is likely to be is important for daily planning for businesses and households. And what is also important is that the central bank credibly communicate and deliver its inflation objectives.
So given that most of the raw materials and goods in Jamaica are actually imported, it seems inevitable that prices will continue to rise given the situation. Do you worry that living standards for the people who earn Jamaican dollars, which is the vast majority of people in Jamaica, that these people's living standards will actually decrease?
Yes, I agree that when a currency depreciates, the cost of imported raw materials indeed do go up. But there are two factors that I want to add to what I consider to be a somewhat narrow reading of the situation. One is that the pass-through of the exchange rate depreciation...
You're going to have to explain what the pass-through means.
Pass-through is how much of the currency depreciation actually gets passed to a price. So there are many components of a price, of how a good is priced. There are raw materials, there is labor, there is capital. Exchange rate is another piece of that elements that get passed through to prices. So exchange rate moving does not immediately mean a price, because there are other components that also generate, you know, that feed into our drivers of the price. Therefore, what is important to consider is what is the pass-through from the exchange rate per se into the inflation. And in Jamaica, the pass-through of exchange rate to inflation has been declining through time. And this reflects the hard-earned macroeconomic gains that, you know, the costs and the efficiency with which production has happened is improving. And so that's a good thing. The problem right now in Jamaica is that the inflation is a little too low relative to the inflation target that is the policy objective for the central bank.
So why is it that people are complaining about high prices?
Historically, Jamaica has had high prices, hence the fear of going back to that era of high prices and highly volatile inflation is still very much in the minds of people because, you know, they're not yet there that, you know, the expectations are still that, oh, somehow this is going to reverse to the old times. But that is not the case. The macroeconomic stability is entrenched. And we have a problem now where economic activity needs to be stronger, economic growth needs to kick in, and economic opportunities have to arise in order to have Jamaica grow. And in order to achieve higher activity, the central bank has been responding by keeping the interest rates very low. They are at historic lows. So when you ask about living standards, exchange rate is not the catch-all for living standards. Exchange rate is important, and I will not deny that it has an impact on the, you know, if you're earning in J dollars. Yes, it does affect that. However, it is not the only variable to look at. There are many things that are positive outcomes that one should be looking at in terms of considering the broader living standards of the Jamaican. For example, job opportunities have increased a lot. Unemployment is at almost an 11-year low. Poverty is declining. Interest rates, like I just mentioned, are at historic lows. Investment opportunities are available aplenty in Jamaica. And, you know, economic opportunities and economic growth are what raise living standards, not the exchange rate.
So as this plays out, if the prices do rise, as people expect, they might. We don't often see prices come down or drop once they've gone up. How do you see all this playing out in the coming months?
Actually, in Jamaica, data does show that prices have come down.
Oh.
Yeah. So, for example, in several instances in the recent past, we have seen deflation, meaning that inflation is negative, which means that the price level is declining. In many categories of food, in categories of electricity, in categories of water. So we have seen inflation coming down. So, you know, the data shows that the stickiness in price is not necessarily the case. What do we see in the coming months? Price stability is the goal. That is the policy objective of the government, and that's the policy objective of the Bank of Jamaica. The government has set a medium-term target of 4-6% inflation for the medium term, and people of Jamaica should expect that the price will be stable. And, you know, policymaking has to take a medium-term perspective. Policymaking cannot be responding to everyday events, because if you were to respond and react to everyday events, you're going to generate volatility rather than prevent volatility. So in order to have price stability and to be, you know, anchoring people's expectations in the medium term, you need to be thinking in that medium term context. And the policies that they do today are going to deliver those results in the medium term. Inflation is no different. So the idea is that the price stability is the goal, and it is to be delivered consistently for the Jamaican people in the medium term context. And that's where the Bank of Jamaica is right now. And a flexible exchange rate would provide a supporting environment so that it absorbs the shocks that may arise. So you need a shock absorber, and that's the role that the exchange rate is expected to play.
That was Uma Ramakrishnan, head of the Team for Jamaica at the International Monetary Fund. You'll find more on Jamaica's economy, including its most recent economic review, at imf.org. And if you like this podcast, subscribe on iTunes or on your favorite podcast app. Just search for IMF Podcasts. You can also now follow us on Twitter at IMF_podcast.